Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have a submission here from Anonymous. The topic is accelerated JD route for foreign lawyers.
All right, so this is from a corporate and IT lawyer in Nigeria who wants to become qualified to practice in the US. They plan to apply to roughly 12 schools in the US that have accelerated JD programs. Anonymous scored a 162 on their diagnostic on August 6th and plans to take the October LSAT. That's all background information. Here's the email. I know you frequently advise that we don't set a date in our minds for the official test. However, I don't know if taking the LSAT will help my scholarship opportunities for an accelerated JD program. Parentheses. I have come to understand that most schools don't offer scholarship opportunities to accelerated JD candidates. I envisage that you will advise that I don't limit myself to this route, and at this point, I don't think I am opposed to that idea, but I also believe that if I'm able to finish a 3-year program in 2 years, why not do that? I would really appreciate your advice on these issues, and I also want to thank you guys for a wonderful podcast. I start my day with the Demon Daily and listen to Thinking LSAT right before bed every day, since I stumbled on it since June. It's been nothing short of enlightening. I almost forgot to add that I'm a basic Demon user, and it has really helped with my studying for the test. I couldn't have asked for a better way to study. What kind of advice do you want to give to Anonymous?
Okay, so what I'm thinking here is just the trade-off, right?
The math, right?
Yeah, if you really can't get a scholarship with these 2-year programs, and I want to just push back on that assumption and make sure that's actually true. But if that is true, then okay, what's it going to cost you to go to a 2-year program? And what's it going to cost you to go to a 3-year program? Now, one of the costs that you're going to have to consider is that third year, right? That's your time. And there are some living expenses associated with that. So how much does that third year cost you? And is that lower than the money you could save with a scholarship, or is it higher? That's what it comes down to in my mind.
Yeah. I would caution the accelerated programs. The odds are that they're not charging 2/3 of the normal tuition. They're probably charging a lot closer to 100% of the normal tuition.
Interesting. Yeah,
probably. Right, because they make you go summers and they jam it all in and it's a concentrated whatever special program.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of it being $50,000 a year times 3, it very likely is going to be $70,000 a year times 2. And it's like, okay, so it's slightly cheaper, but not a lot. And if it also doesn't offer scholarship opportunities, then yeah, the math is like, hey, look, here's how much it's going to cost me to go to this accelerated program. I'm also going to forego 2 years worth of income opportunity because I'm not going to be working during that time, especially not in an accelerated program. You're just not going to be working during that time. You're going to have 2 years of living expenses plus whatever that tuition is. In the 3-year program, you might get a full scholarship, so tuition might not be an issue at all. It is still 3 years of lost income opportunity, 3 years of living expenses. But the scholarship could totally change the math here.
Mm-hmm.
I would just encourage Anonymous to apply broadly no matter what. I mean, go, by all means, apply to these 12 accelerated JD programs, but then also apply to another 12 normal JD programs and see what kinds of offers you get.
Also, the job, I didn't think about that because those accelerated programs, they are just really cramming 3 years into 2.
Yeah.
So if you're working in the summer, or sorry, if you're going to school in the summer, you're losing those job opportunities, which is not only money, but also just connections for the future jobs that you want to get to practice in the US. Maybe you have those connections already. It doesn't matter. But boy, seems like you could just grow them.
It can be significant money too. You know, I think that there are still sometimes those big law, your first summer and your second summer, it's possible in some cases that you're earning basically the starting salary of an associate in the firm. And it's
especially
only a couple months.
For this person who's already a corporate and IT lawyer in Nigeria, right?
Right.
Of the people who are going to get paid in those positions,
it's
earlier
that type
in
of
their
person.
Yeah.
Some law firm that has corporate IT stuff. Maybe they even have connections to business in Nigeria. And they're like, absolutely, we'll hire you for both summers and pay you, you know, what's that pay? It's probably like $15,000 a month or something like that if you're getting the the associate pay.
Yeah.
Right. Associates make 200 grand a year.
I think it's lower, but it's still a lot. Yeah.
Still a lot. Right.
Yeah.
So potentially you're and instead you're going to be in summer school.
Yeah.
Paying a shit ton of tuition.
Yeah.
When if you flip it, you know, you could be at a big time law school, University of Michigan Law School, offers stipends sometimes. And with the right LSAT, with the right GPA, although you're an international applicant, so maybe you don't even have a GPA, with the right LSAT, it's possible that you're at Michigan on a full ride scholarship with a stipend. And you're able to take lucrative summer jobs or summer jobs that give you connections that you're not going to get if you're just like banging it out in a summer school program. The safest advice, right? The like obvious safest advice is to cross this bridge when you come to it. Like, don't make a decision which bridge you're going to take right now. Instead, lay the plans for both. Like, just apply to both. Apply very broadly. I understand that it's a pain in the ass. I understand that you have to invest a little bit of money and maybe a lot of time in order to do a broad application like this. But the numbers on the back end of it are just so big.
And wildly different, right? You're going to get schools that don't give you shit. You're going to get schools that give you, like, it's, you can't even compare. Oh, this school gave me half and this school gave me a third. Well, the third offer could still end up being more because there's differences in tuition and there's differences in cost of living and all the sorts
especially of differences in a 2-year program versus a 3-year program. It's just, you're talking about completely different things. I think that you should consider this an opportunity, really. You know, it almost makes me want everybody to consider applying to accelerated programs in addition to normal 3-year programs, just so that they give themselves opportunities to have wild differences in offers.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, we talk to a lot of people who are like, well, I have a successful career, but I want to shift gears. I want to go back to law school. Okay. Well, maybe you should be considering some of these accelerated programs, given the fact that you already have this lucrative job. Maybe one less year of school commitment is actually worth it to you because you're already making a lot of money.
Cool.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.